This is NPR's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. There's been another expulsion from the International Olympic Committee and 9 reprimands. They all result from the Salt Lake City Olympics bribery scandal. NPR's Howard Berkus reports on the report that IOC investigators released today.
6 IOC members now face expulsion when the full membership of the International Olympic Committee meets to consider the scandal next week. Added to the list today is Sayuli Paul Walwork of Western Samoa, whose wife sought and received a $30,000 loan from one of the people seeking the Olympics for Salt Lake City. One of the IOC's highest-ranking members received a severe reprimand. Kim Un-young of South Korea sits on the IOC executive board. He was censured because his daughter was paid by Salt Lake Olympic organizers to perform in concert. Those same organizers arranged a job for Kim's son. Today's report warns that if evidence is found that Kim was involved in that job arrangement, he'll face expulsion as well. 8 others also received reprimands, and 3 IOC members were exonerated. Today's report sought to deflect blame, suggesting Salt Lake Olympic officials enticed IOC members into accepting improper gifts and favors. Tom Schaefer represents Tom Welch, a former Salt Lake Olympic official who engineered the effort to win IOC votes.
Where would we have gotten the idea that these people expected to be treated like royalty? The only way we could have gotten it is because it had existed in the past. And for the IOC to say that we began this is just far-fetched.
Canadian IOC member Dick Pound directed the group's probe.
There's an allocation of blame, and we are more than ready to take our share of it, and perhaps even more than our share. But there are other parts of the process that we thought should be identified as contributing to all this.
The full IOC meets next week to formalize punishment and consider reforms. I'm Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.